No, not really.
Yeah.
No, it, saw. I reckon that's what we would say, saw.
Mm-hmm. That keep them.
That keep them calm down.
Okay. All right. Do you remember them making their own butter?
Oh yeah, we just churn butter. Mm-hmm. With crock pot, fire, churn it with stick in it, churn it up and down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then came the electric outfit that did it easy for you. With the motorhome top.
Okay. Kind of like the ice cream.
There you go. That's right.
If they let the milk set and get kind of thick.
Yeah, you would always sit it in there to get the cream come to the top. So,
mm-hmm.
The richer it would, the more butter you'd make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that cream you get up on there, maybe a quarter to about a quarter inch thick on top. You skim it off, and that's what you made you put it out of.
Mm-hmm.
Put it, when you got enough, you put it in there. Well, they used to have, put it in the springs to keep the milk cool.
Hmm.
Before you had ice and refrigeration,
mm-hmm.
They had springs. People that had springs, they'd take it and sit it down in that water to keep the
cool milk water.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then the ice box where you would buy your ice and then you could put the milk in it, see.
Mm-hmm.
And in the refrigerator. We're living in good times.
And what about some kind of thick, like if milk got real thick so that you could just eat
clabber.
It?
Clabber. That's what you call clabber.
How would you eat that?
I didn't ever eat it too much. I didn't care much about that clabber. I like buttermilk, but I didn't care much about clabber.
Did they ever make cheese out of it?
No, we never. Now, we used to save, when I was milking, when we didn't use all our cream and all, we used to take it to Edgefield up there, and they would descend it off, and they made cheese out of it.
Hmm.
They pay us, you know, so much for it. Well, it was actually sour cream, what it was. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they sent it off from up there, and they made cheese.
Hmm. Out of the clabber part of it?
No, out of the cream part.
Oh, okay. If you didn't use all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't use it all to make up your butter and you had it left over, you'd save that. And
it'd get kind of sour. Just
right,
like
sour.
Sour.
Yeah, you take it up there. Uh-huh. They'd send it somewhere. I don't know where they sent it.
Huh. Uh-huh.
They made cheese out of that. That hadn't been too long. I bet it'd been about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, when they used to do that.
Hmm. Okay. Did you have some kind of a fenced off place around the barn where you could
Oh yeah, we had a lot, what we call a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a kind of a fence in the area where your barn and a little opening, maybe a quarter acre, something like that. We always call that a lot. You just kind of
okay. What kind of fencing that I used?
You woven wire fence, supposed to put a lot. Pasture, we used barbed wire.
Okay. Are there any of those old fences still around made out of logs, like split?
Oh, they gone long years ago. Around this part, anyway.
Mm-hmm. You remember any terms people call those?
Not really, because we never, in this area, we never did have that.
Uh-huh.
They might have had it in the Sluta area. Up in that area a little bit more than we would.
Uh-huh.
In Edgefield County.
Because it hadn't been settled here.
That's
long.
Right now. It hadn't been settled as long as Sluta County.